This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we've had this experience. You know, you're at a cafe having lunch with someone when their phone rings. Suddenly you, who have set aside time in your diary and driven across town to meet with somebody, become less important than the person on the other end of the phone who has just texted. It's called fubbing or phone snubbing when you snub the person you're with in preference for the person on the other end of your phone, whether that's on Twitter, Facebook, text or voicemail. I'm sure we've all done it. I know I probably have. We've all been victims of it as well, but it has to stop. Or society as we know it will come to an end, or something like that. Alex Haig is the founder of Stop Fubbing Movement, that is taking the world by storm. Hi, Alex.
How are you, Katrina?
Yeah, good. Now, Alex, did you personally coin the word fubbing? And if so, how did you come up with it?
It was very, I guess, innocent or a humble beginning with a group of friends and I. And we made the observation that perhaps it's time to change. And then over the course of a few months, actually, this idea sort of grew and grew and grew. A friend of mine introduced it to McCann, an ad agency that I was interning at. I've now got a job there, and they sort of helped develop a lot of the web assets and helped develop the thinking. And boom, in the last 2.5, 3 days, it's just absolutely exploded.
Yeah, and what's the official definition of fubbing? I presume you made this definition up.
Yeah, well, it's phone and snubbing. So it's the verb to describe when someone, you know, whips out their phone and all of a sudden the shiny inanimate object is more interesting than, you know, the flesh and blood across from them.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about a general trend, but, you know, I'm guessing at some stage there might have been a particular person in your life who was fubbing you. Is that true or not?
Well, I was speaking to someone earlier today, and they said that perhaps it may have been my sister. So perhaps she's behind all this, you know, in a subconscious kind of way. But I think it's also the case. I didn't have a smartphone for a very long time just because I resented the idea of 24-hour communication. But
I know. I was one of those two. I resisted for so long. But then once you get it, you think, how did I live without this?
I know, they're great. And so that might seem, I guess, at odds with the Stop Fubbing movement. But I think, you know, go nuts on your iPhones and iPads and all that sort of stuff. But if you're, you know, if you're with company, then just manage your usage.
Okay. And so what are the most common forms of fubbing in terms of, you know, what you're talking about?
Well, what I found was a lot of the time in cafes, and I think cafes have been responding really well. They can download posters to put up in cafes on our website. And so that was, I guess, my first public exposure to fubbing. And then, you know, there's the casual friend fub where you know one another so well that you're essentially, you know, every time you meet up, you just fub one another the whole time.
Do you think we're in danger of losing the ability to actually communicate face-to-face? And when I say face-to-face, I don't mean via Skype or FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTiming. Well, I think, obviously, it's not going to get that far, but I think what Stop Fubbing does is it's perhaps prompting a global discussion about, you know, awareness of the idea and talking about it before it gets worse and, you know, wherever we may end up, I can't really fathom.
Alex, I have to ask you, now on your website you say that 87% of teens would rather communicate by text. Is that for than face-to-face? Is that for real?
A lot of the facts on the website are tongue-in-cheek.
So yes. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that one actually sounded like it could be true. But
yeah, that one's got a bit of depth to it. But, I mean, you know, fubbing, fubbing cannot decimate six Chinas as on the page. But I think 71% of 18 to 24-year-olds frequently text in the presence of others, and that's a genuine fact.
On genuine statistics here, or made up ones, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
How badly does Sydney rate on the fubbing scale compared with other cities around the world? Are we chronic fubbers?
It does rate quite highly, but I think one of the things we've found, you know, we never expected it to explode in the way it has, and one of the things we've found is that people in India, in Shanghai, Singapore, Colombia, Canada, the States, Italy, it's caught on absolutely everywhere. So I think it's perhaps not, you know, it's not a city thing. It's just a global thing, and it's not even particularly a Gen Y thing. It's across the cards.
The worst fubbing that has ever happened to me was in the country. I met up with this girl for lunch, and she spent the entire time on her phone, and I just said, hello, I've come into town specially to see you. Get off your phone.
I think it's a great story. Earlier on, you were saying, you know, you go, you make an effort to meet up with someone, and they're not there, really.
Yeah. So what do you advise if someone is a continual victim of fubbing? And let's face it, there are particular people in our lives that, you know, you're watching a movie and they're on the phone the entire time.
Yeah.
What do you advise to sort of get this person's attention and say, hey, you know, be here with me, be present.
Come on. Well, what I'd recommend is head to stopfubbing.com, fubbing with a P-H-U-W-B-I-N-G, because we've got a fubbing intervention. You can send an email to a friend.
That's very How I Met Your Mother, staging an intervention, anyway.
Yeah, very much so. But it's, yes, send them one of those. And then there's, you can name and shame on the website as well. So you can submit a photo of a friend or, you know, something along those lines. And just call them out on it. Don't be afraid, because, come on, you're there.
Okay. Well, just don't go online to the Stop Fubbing website while you are actually on your phone with someone else next to you in a cafe, I'm presuming.
Exactly.
That's not
well, good for. What we've done to address that issue is we've actually created perhaps the first mobile site that doesn't actually take you anywhere. So if you're on a phone or on an iPad or something along those lines, I'd recommend going to the mobile Stop Fubbing site, because it's a bit of fun.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Alex.
Thank you very much.
You are now going to be called on this. You know you're going to have to be the most consummate mobile phone user in the world.
Absolutely. Phone in my pocket.
Yeah. All right. That's Alex Haig. He's the founder of the Stop Fubbing movement. I think Alex is going to be so busy now he actually won't have any friends to fub. But anyway, if you want to get on board, go to the website stopfubbing.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.